In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. Saint Joseph. Saint John Bosco. Our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the letter of St. Paul this morning, he continues his discourse about Jesus and the importance and the significance of Christ's sacrifice, and how he says that because of his sacrifice, he has opened a way for us through the veil, through his flesh. You know, he's opened up the kingdom of heaven for us, and that we have been purified, sprinkled clean, he says, from an evil conscience, and washed pure, our bodies washed in pure water, making a reference to baptism, where we receive that cleansing of our Lord's blood and water which flowed from the cross. And then he gives us this encouragement, as if it's still even more so, is it poignant for today, that we should hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope, meaning our faith that we confess. A confessor is not first and foremost the one you go and tell your sins to, but someone who gives evidence of their belief. They confess, they show forth the faith that they have. And this is what we do when we give good testimony to what we believe as Catholic Christians. Today we celebrate St. John Bosco, who was a confessor in the sense that he showed forth his faith, that he believed in Jesus Christ and his church, and he was zealous in promoting the faith, especially among the youth, and dedicated his life and his whole religious institute to instructing youth, especially youth who were orphans or troubled or maybe even might consider juvenile delinquents in many cases, that he wanted to take them off the streets and educate them, but not just educate them in a trade or give them some vocation, but first and foremost to educate them in the truth and in virtue. And he even instructed, as we heard in the readings from the office today, that he instructed his fellow religious that they should, you know, be patient with these young children, treat them as if they were their own children, and not to become, you know, it was easier, he said, to become harsh than to have patience, and that he encouraged them to use patience and love, which would have a greater effect and be more successful in winning these young children to goodness and to the virtues. And he encourages us to how we should rouse one another to love and good works, St. Paul says, and do not stay away from our assembly. It means go to Mass every Sunday and make sure that you fulfill those obligations, because that way you will have the grace to remain faithful to Christ. You know, isn't it interesting how the faith is waning in the West to the degree that people have stopped attending Mass on a regular basis? You know, the two cause and effects go together, where in Europe the Mass attendance dropped sharply and the faith has been on the downswing. And even in our country, we can see that, you know, Mass attendance is also dropping, and we see that the faith is not being lived out as it ought to be. So that we knew one of the things that I'm sure our Holy Father would hope to see in Europe and in this and in the West in general is a greater understanding of the importance of daily, of especially the Sunday Mass attendance, to fulfill that obligation and to strengthen our faith. We must, if we don't go to Mass on Sunday, to call to mind our Lord's resurrection and to receive the graces of his sacrifice at Calvary, Our faith, which is a supernatural faith, if it's not fed by supernatural means, is going to die and wither. And so that we need to make sure that we encourage those under our charge, if we're parents, the importance of Sunday Mass and holy days to go to Mass and to truly attend Mass with faith, with truly the right in spirit. We hear that in the Gospel today, because that's another thing. When a person doesn't attend Mass on Sundays, they're like the person who puts the light under a bushel basket. The light of faith that they have is being smothered out, you might say, is being covered over because we don't exercise it and we don't manifest it. And what he says, what those who have, more will be given. Those who have faith and exercise it will increase in faith. You know, that's how we grow in grace, because we keep making use of the graces that God gives us. And those who have little, they continue to not practice their faith, will lose even what little they have. So it's so important today that we see the significance of exercising our faith. That's like, you know, in the physical realm, if you don't exercise your muscles, they become weak and feeble. So the same goes with our faith. And one of the most obvious ways we manifest our faith is by attending Mass on Sundays and holy days. And it's not that our Lord asks very much of us, you might say. He only asks us to go to Mass, obliges us to go to Mass all the Sundays of the year, and the few holy days of obligation, that's probably 56 days out of the year of 365. And some people think that's even a burden to them. How lazy we are, how ungrateful we are. And that's where we need to show forth, of course, if we have the proper understanding, though, that our Lord is not just asking 56 days out of the year and an hour each day, but he's really asking us to manifest that faith and the graces that we get from those 56 days, if we're only attending on those that are obliged, to manifest that faith the rest of the year and to live it out. Let us pray today during this year of faith, especially, and ask Our Lady to increase our faith, and especially those whose faith is wavering or even, you know, just a dim light, that they will receive the grace to once again return to the practice of just the, even if they, the obligation that they have, the minimal that our Lord is asking, that they at least attempt and do that. And there, once God has a foothold in their soul, that they will become more zealous in the practice of their faith, not only in this land, but especially in Europe, where Christendom had its beginnings. And we wish that, in many cases, the Christian foundation of the Western civilization will be increased and strengthened by the individual members of the faithful exercising that faith that they have received in baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.